today. He is risen indeed. Today we gather in celebration of our risen King. He is alive. In him we stand redeemed, and we lift joyful shouts of praise to our conquering King. From the dead and has caused us to be born again to a living hope. Through the power of his glorious resurrection, he offers us an inheritance, imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Today we rejoice as people of the risen King.
Thank you.
one heart and one voice. Believers all across the world proclaim it from shore to shore. He is alive. He is our Savior, and we are His people. His grace is sufficient in all things. Christ is all we need. Through every joy and sorrow, every trial and victory, everything we need is found in Christ. He is more than enough.
Christ is my reward in all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every storm, my soul will sing, no turning back.
There were many prophecies and promises he would fulfill. To do so, he must go by way of the cross. Arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane following a night of such weight and intensity that he sweat great drops of blood as he prayed. He was mocked and beaten, denied and betrayed. He was despised and rejected, crowned with cruel thorns, nailed to the tree. Behold the man. Alone and abandoned in his hour of death, behold him, the blessed Christ, taking on the punishment for our sins. Behold him, man of sorrows, hanging on the cross, looking to the heavens, crying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Lightning flashes, thunder rolls, skies blacken. Jesus utters the words, "It is finished."
Man of sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayal, the sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid.
Silent as he stood accused, beaten, mocked, and scorned, of heaven, God's own Son, to purchase and redeem
and reconcile the very ones
who nailed him to that tree. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation.
Hallelujah, praise and honor.
is risen indeed.